Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
This is the Minutes of Truth radio broadcast, and my name is Paul Adams, and Mark Schatz is here, and we are studying today in Luke chapter 7, and we're going to read about a pretty amazing man, a centurion who has great faith in Jesus. Mark, when we read there, we see that in verse 1, that Jesus concluded those previous sayings that we've been studying in chapter 6, and he enters into the city of Capernaum, and he finds out, and we read about, a certain centurion's servant. What do we learn about these men?
We learn a couple of things about these men. There's a centurion, and he also has a slave. And it says in verse 2, a centurion's slave, who was highly regarded by him, was sick and about to die. So we learn several things. One is there's the master, the centurion. There's the slave. And we're going to find out that the master is a pretty wonderful person. He's an honorable man. He's a man that cares about his slave. And his slave, it obviously, is a good person too. He must be a hard worker. He must be respectful, because it says the master highly respected or regards the slave. And we find out that the slave was sick and that he was about to die. And the centurion heard about Jesus in verse 3. It says he heard about Jesus. He sent some Jewish elders asking him to come and save the life of his slave. And at this point, I want to point out some things that we'll tie up later in the broadcast here. This centurion hears about Jesus. He sent some of these elders, and he asked Jesus to come and save the life of his slave. That's an important point to be made there, that at this point, the centurion wants Jesus to come to the slave and save his life. As we continue on down through there, Paul, these elders go and they come to Jesus, and what do?
Well, they do make this request, and something you mentioned there is that the centurion has confidence that Jesus can heal his servant. From all that he's heard, he has confidence in that, and so they go and they approach Jesus, and these Jewish elders, they say that the centurion is a man who does love the Jewish nation, and he has even built for them a synagogue there in Capernaum. He was responsible for making sure that they had a place in which they could conduct their Jewish worship. And so we do see that this is a truly good man, this centurion, that he cared about the people, he cared about his servant, and so he's that kind of an individual, and he cares about him so much that he's willing to send for Jesus. And we read down in verse 6 that Jesus did go with them, and then he's already on his way. He's really not too far away. It says he's not far from the house, but the centurion then, Mark, sends a message out as they're approaching.
Yeah, we see a lot more about the centurion. It's almost as though the centurion is growing spiritually in front of our eyes, because we know he's a good man. We know he treats his slaves well. We know that he treats the Jewish elders well and the Jewish nation by building the synagogue. But as Jesus is starting on his way with them and he's not far from the house, it says there in verse 6, the centurion seems to have his humility grow even more than what it is. And we see that because this centurion sent friends to Jesus saying, "Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. For this reason, I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed." So we're going to see some things even about this centurion. As amazing as he was, and as honorable and as highly regarded as he was, we see here when he's talking about himself, he realizes that although he's a Roman, he's a centurion. He's a man who has slaves. He would be a man who had some wealth because of his position. He is a man who has power. He's a man who has authority. All of these things could fight against his feeling of humility, his feeling of worthiness when compared to Jesus, but we see him in these verses realize that he is not worthy. He is humble. And he says, Jesus, you don't even have to come. You could just say the word. And he says, and he knows that he could just say the word, because in verse 8 he says, I also am a man placed under authority, with soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. So the centurion says, I know how authority works. You can just say the word, and my servant will be healed. So we see some things here that really is encouraging to me. As his humility grows, his faith grows. He had faith in Jesus at the beginning, that what he'd heard about Jesus, he believed, and he'd send for Jesus, and he wanted Jesus to come to his servant and heal him. But then when we start seeing that he's considering his worthiness, when his humility grows, his faith grows, so much so that he tells Jesus, you don't even have to come. All you have to do is say the word, and my servant will be healed. Paul, what do you think about that?
Well, it's not something you would expect from someone who's commander of 100 soldiers. In fact, when he says he didn't think himself worthy to approach Jesus, so he sent the Jewish leaders. He didn't think of himself as high enough to do that. And then when he got to thinking about it a little further, he determined that, well, I probably shouldn't even have Jesus here to my house because I'm unworthy of that. And we see that humility. And something you mentioned to me is that as his humility grew, his faith grew. And I think that's a great observation that you made there. And it also is very interesting to me that here is a man who understands authority. And so he knows that if I send orders for something to be done, it gets done. And so, Jesus, if you will just send orders that my servant will be healed, whether you're here or you're not here, it will be done. I thought that was a fantastic point.
Mark, yeah, you look at that, and we know what Jesus thought of it. Look at verse 9. It says, now when Jesus heard this, that's the idea of you don't even have to come. Here's this man who says he's not worthy. His humility's growing. His faith is growing right along with it. Jesus notices that his faith is growing, because what does Jesus do when he hears that, Paul?
Well, it says he marvels at him. And he turns around and he looks at the crowd and he says, I say to you, I've not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Here's this Roman soldier, and they bring this message to Jesus from him, and Jesus is surprised, and he looks around and he addresses the group that's around him, and he says, this man has great faith. And so, Mark, we couldn't finish up the story here without letting us know what happened to the servant.
Well, in verse 10, it says, when those who'd been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. And the centurion's faith was well placed in Jesus, because he said, you just say the word, Jesus. You don't even have to come. My servant will be healed. And Jesus does exactly that. There's a couple of points, Paul, that really jump out of here as far as a personal application for my life. This man, this centurion, had a lot of things going for him that could have made him self-reliant, could have made him proud, could have made him arrogant. But yet he was able to overcome all that. He was a man of authority. He was a man of means. He was a Roman, which would have been important. He was an occupier of that nation there. His country had conquered that nation. And all of those things could have made him arrogant. But he was willing to listen about Jesus. He was willing to believe about Jesus. He was willing to humble himself and in relationship to Jesus to realize that he was not worthy to have Jesus come to his house. And his faith grows. Jesus recognizes that, and Jesus rewards that. And that's a great lesson for us today. If we will just humble ourselves and realize how unworthy we are compared to Jesus, and that'll cause us to listen to Jesus, to live like he wants us to, then the reward for that will be great.
As we look at this today, and as you are listening to this radio broadcast, please realize that if you will humble yourself and you will realize how much you need God, how much you need the Savior, that is the beginning of finding the way to salvation. We'd be happy to study with you more about what humble obedience to the gospel really means. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again for a few more Minutes of Truth in 2019.
Say your love.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.